after John died, almost exactly 3 years ago, I found myself without quite the same sense of purpose that I'd had before. I'd been looking after him for a good while. And I remember saying to God, well, what am I for now? What's this about? I suppose it was a kind of what use am I question. And over the next little while, I slowly began to realize that he'd got a very clear message to me. I always tend to doubt what I'm hearing first, but it kept coming, and I got to the point where I was beginning to hear it and believe it. And what he was saying was, just learn to enjoy me. Just learn to enjoy me. And secondly, learn how to pray. Learn how to bless others through praying. Learn how to intercede. Clearly, he saw I had a large space in which I needed to learn. There was a lot of learning that needed to go on. And yes, of course, I knew how to pray in one sense. You know, I'd been brought up in a Christian home and I'd been praying for years. I knew about prayer. I could probably give an adequate sort of talk about prayer. But actually, he was saying, learn how to pray. Now, the first one of those two, learn to enjoy me, I found that was beginning to happen more and more. And that was lovely. I mean, we all like enjoying ourselves. And that was a very special experience and continues to be a very special experience. And I'd not quite opened my eyes before to just how much there is to enjoy in our relationship with God, how he wants to bless us and be with us and what that feels like. So I know I've made some progress, at least in the first one. Long way to go, I'm sure. We always find that. It's a bit like climbing a mountain when you climb the first bit and you think you've done pretty well because you're getting pretty tired, and you turn around and you can see the view behind you and it's fantastic. But then you look ahead and you realize that you can't even see the summit because there's lots more in the way. So yes, I've made some progress, but I guess there's lots more. So this second one about learning how to pray, or not how to pray, just learn to pray, has been a steep learning curve, and I'm still on it. I have to ask the Holy Spirit to make me want to pray so that it's not just a dry duty. And I've had to face the whole issue of faith, trusting that God will answer according to his perfect will. I have to ask the Holy Spirit to guide my praying. I guess those are things we kind of know about anyway. But I also have had to learn to pray risky prayers. I'm really rather averse to risk. I like to plan and be careful and cautious and kind of feel as though I know what's going to happen. But actually, I am in the process of learning to pray risky prayers. Some of you already know that I have a list of impossibles that I pray for. And it's labeled in that page in my prayer diary, is labeled impossibles. And then underneath it, there's the verse that reminds us that with God, all things are possible. And then I proceed to pray for some of the things or people, situations and the people, where it just feels impossible, but I have to keep going back to the verse. So it's kind of risky because it, this kind of praying, because it challenges my faith. I've learned as well that prayer is a very dangerous thing. And the reason I say that is because God has a way of involving me in the answer. when I ask for something, I think I'm very often in a place where I want him to just sort it out, over there kind of thing. But almost invariably, he pulls me in some way to be involved, even with things that are a long way away. So prayer is risky as well, and prayer, it's got a kind of beware label on it, but actually God may well answer, and you might not like the way the answer comes, but if it's God's answer, it will be good. I think you've heard me. I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I said, I believe God has a treasure chest. I had a picture of a treasure chest crammed full of amazing things that God wants to bless us with, but it's closed. And Jesus has given us the key to open it, because God actually wants, he doesn't want to keep it there for him. He wants to spill it out. So, Beth, if we could have the verses up, please. So this is where the challenge to my faith comes in. Jesus says, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, you can ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I think we very often tack in Jesus' name on the end of our prayers, and I have to confess that sometimes I haven't thought of the implications of that, because asking in Jesus' name means asking what he would be asking in this situation, and that's quite challenging. But it's gotten a wonderful promise. I like the I will do it bit. But there is a condition. And then I have a huge problem with this business of moving mountains. I don't know whether any of you are well into moving mountains, but I have a problem with mountain moving. Jesus said in Mark 11, and the bits in italics are my words. I put them in italics because I don't want you to think that they're actually straight from Scripture, but they're the bits that help me to get my head round it. Then Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. That's interesting, not in your ability to say a good prayer or whatever. Trust in his love and care for you, his understanding and his power. I tell you the truth. Yes, really. I promise you can say to this mountain, this obstacle, this impossibility, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea. God, you deal with this. Provide a way through this, just as you dealt with the impossibility of your people crossing the Red Sea on dry land. And then the promise, and it will happen. Can we have the next bit? Thank you. There's a but. A but usually brings a bit of a problem, or can do. This but reminds us that there are certain conditions to our actually making that contact. But you must believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. Believe and expect the answer. No private reservations. I'm really good at private reservations. But I've got to deal with that somehow. I tell you, Jesus says, yes, take note. I really mean this. You can pray for anything in my name, anything that I really want, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. Put right broken and bruised relationships. Stop gossiping or harboring critical thoughts, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. So there are some conditions. I think what I've discovered is that when the Holy Spirit was telling me there were two things I needed to learn, I needed to learn to enjoy the Father and the company of Jesus and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, and I needed to learn to pray, that actually it was really one big one, because the first bit will produce the second, and the second won't really work properly if we're not developing the first. Does that make sense? So I'm a learner, definitely a learner, but I've started, and it is quite an exciting journey, so I just invite you to join me in it. And sometimes it's really helpful just to share with someone either a struggle you're having or just how something has really encouraged you. Liz and I do that sometimes, and we've been a bit blown away by the way God has been speaking and showing us things. So thank you.